Game two tonight, Raptors, Bucks. You can hear it right here on TSN Radio. Watch it on TSN tonight.
I think our next guest could possibly make the cut at this event.
Here's Sam Mitchell joining us, our TSN Raptors analyst. Sam, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, dude. Lucky y'all got me on the phone, man, because this is the guy that works for the Raptors PR department right now. I'm about to break my beep, 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 and his beep, beep, beep.
Why? No, what's he doing? What's he doing?
He's just being his usual pain in the you-know-what self.
Okay. Well, tell him...
I beat myself for my language. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah, no, we got you.
That might have went above you guys' head, too.
No. We were
loud and clear on some comments.
Does he know that you want a coach of the year up here? I mean, tell him to take a lap if he has to.
Without a doubt. What's up, guys?
Nothing. We're gearing up for game two tonight, and everyone's buzzing about adjustments that need to be made and what the Raptors have to do differently. Do you have any idea what they might do differently tonight?
Well, I don't know what they might do. Obviously, you're not in that game room, but I just think some other guys are going to have to step up and contribute a little bit. I think Marc Gasol is going to have to just assert himself a little bit more. And then Danny Green is going to have to, the team is going to have to make a concerted effort or a conscious effort to try to get him a few more open looks. Because, look, Kyle and Kawhi were spectacular in game one. They had an opportunity to win that game. They had to slip away. Milwaukee had been off for a while and was a little bit rusty. But tonight, it's going to be a different feel. Milwaukee's going to come out ready to play because they now realize, if they didn't before, that Toronto can beat them. So, it's just a few more guys that's going to have to get some opportunities, but and then play a little bit better situational basketball. But these are the two best teams in the Eastern Conference, so I expect this series to go long and deep.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I mean, I think the Raps in the fourth quarter got away with them. I mean, it did. They got smoked in the fourth quarter. They couldn't hit shots. They weren't getting off shots that they were earlier in the game. And Milwaukee, you look at a guy like Brooke Lopez, guy had the greatest night of his career. I don't expect
Dude,
that to be
I keep
replicated.
Telling people, I coached Brooke in New Jersey when they were the New Jersey Nets.
Mm-hmm.
And Brooke, people don't realize how huge Brooke Lopez is. And I remember in practice we was doing a drill, and I had a big dummy pad, blocking pad. And I set a screen on Brooke, and he ran into the pad about three-quarter speed, half speed. And he cracked two of my ribs. And that was the last time I decided to do that. Yeah, that was the last time that I set a screen on Brooke Lopez.
I don't blame you, man. But was he working on his three-point shot when he was in Jersey or what?
He wasn't, and that's the thing. But the thing, guys, people don't realize about Brooke. Brooke don't miss practice. He don't miss games unless he's hurt, and he's a gym rat. And Brooke is just, if you look at his career, how he's transformed himself into like a devastating low-post scorer, now he can score in the low-post and shoot the three. He's just a consummate pro, man. And I just think, he doesn't get enough publicity because of Giannis. But then when you look at Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton and those guys, man, Milwaukee has been the best team in the East for a reason, best team in basketball, really. And so this is going to be a tough series, man. And Milwaukee's long, deep. And if you think about it, all their players are in their prime, mentally and physically. So this is a very good team that the Raptors are facing in the series.
With Sam Mitchell, the offensive boards were a problem, too, for the Raptors late in that game where Milwaukee was getting after them, and they were fresh, right? Like, they went to their bench, and they could use their bench more. Nick Nurse has really not wanted to do that because he doesn't have trust in guys like Van Fleet and Norman Powell right now, and you can understand why. How do you think the Raptors can go about kind of evening things out, if at all, when it comes to the rebounding game?
I was thinking about that. 2 years ago when I was doing Raptors game, one of the strengths of their team was their bench. We all agree?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's tough. And the toughest thing for a coach in a series is to think about and to know or have a feel for how deep do you reach down to that bench. But I really believe at some point he's going to have to trust Norm Power. He's going to have to trust some of those guys because I don't think you're going to beat Milwaukee with six guys. I just don't, they're too long, they're too athletic, they just put so much pressure on you. And in the playoffs, mentally and physically, you put so much into every possession, offensively and defensively, it just wears you out mentally and physically. And I just think at some point in this series, and maybe tonight, he's going to have to dig down a little bit deeper and go reach down to that bench, and you got to trust those guys, man, because you know, everybody on that active roster had a part in you having a successful season this year. So you're just going to have to trust them.
With Sam Mitchell ahead of game two tonight, Raptors-Bucks in Milwaukee. Giannis, he didn't feel like he had a huge impact on game one, and then you looked at his stats and you're like, man, he turned the ball over a lot, but every other item, you know, he was being noticed. He was putting forth some numbers, and I feel like he's probably got more to give tonight. How fearful would you be if you're Nick Nurse that Giannis is going to show up and could really go off tonight? And if so, how do you adjust to that?
Well, I just think you got to keep doing what you've been doing. You got to wall him off. You got to find him early in transition. You got to keep him out of the paint. You got to force him to shoot jump shots. You got to get back in transition early. You got to keep doing those things. But I agree with you guys. I think Giannis is going to assert himself more tonight because he realized game one almost got away from him.
Enjoy it down there, Sam. We always appreciate you finding time for us, buddy. We'll do it again soon.
All right, guys.
There's Sam Mitchell. Sam Mitchell giving it to somebody in the Raptors
PR staff,
media relations,
and giving it to that person just
as during the coming introduction. On, yeah.
Well, we can basically say, like, he said something and we caught it,
we
but dropped
drop it. Yeah, that's fair. He's a friendly guy.
Listen, he's Sam Mitchell.
Have you ever seen that video of Jermaine Franklin where he's just about to interview the CFL player and the CFL player is just losing it on the opposition? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then he looks at Jermaine and he goes, what's up?
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
I think I have, yeah.
Yeah, that's in top 10 for sure.
Sam Mitchell was just doing that with one of his colleagues. Just tearing a strip off somebody up and down. And then he was like, hey, guys, what's going on?
It was tough to keep it on the rails then.
Yeah.
He's a beauty.
We tried to transition into the real, like, X's and O's. And yeah. It can be a little bit difficult with Sam. But
he's a beauty.